朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
一个先知，最先知一个非常重要的功用就是传递神的话语。
We have just talked about that the most important responsibility the prophet has is to be the messenger from God.
先知在神的面前一个最重要的表现就是把神的话语能够忠实的传递给神的百姓听。
The most important responsibility the prophet has is that they are faithfully to pass the words from the Lord to the people.
新约里面这些使徒们讲得更清楚。
In the New Testament, all the disciples say that very clearly.
他说我们不是为利混乱神的道。
It says that we're not doing this to confuse the words of God.
不是为了我们自己的好处来随便述说神的话语。
It's not because of our own benefit that we say that.
你要记得在旧约里面有许多的先知被兴起来。
You know that in the Old Testament, many prophets have been risen up.
最近我在做远东广播公司在做节目的时候，我们正在讲列王记和历代志。
Recently that we were talking about the kings and the chronicles.
那在读到最后末代几个君王的时候，就牵涉到耶利米的工作。
As we talking about the last kings, and then we talking about the work of Jeremiah.
我常常建议弟兄姊妹们读圣经的时候要几本书一起看。
I usually suggest our brothers and sisters, if you read the Bible, then you have to read it with other books.
从前我自己在年轻时候读耶利米书也是读了糊里糊涂，不知道他在讲什么。
When I was young, I was reading the book of Jeremiah. I kind of confused. I really don't know what it's talking about.
后来当我回去看列王记历代志的时候，就知道在末代几个君王身上，耶利米为什么要这样传讲神的话语。
And as I was reading the Kings and the Chronicles, then I realized why God would ask Jeremiah to say those things.
因为耶利米所讲的话不是当代的君王所爱听的。
Because what the Jeremiah passed the message is not something that those kings really want to hear.
当时他们自己觉得粉饰太平，觉得虽然北国被灭了，但是南国还能够保持，还能够安全。
At that time, they were thinking that they're still in peacetime, even though the north has been, the north has been,
be ruined.
Be destroyed.Thanks. The north has been destroyed, but in the south part, they still have a peaceful time.
所以在这样情形之下，做先知的工作不讨人喜欢。
So in that condition, to be a prophet is not a really pleasant work.
先知的功用在圣经里面有两方面。
The prophet has two responsibilities.
一个就是说出将来要发生的事情。
One is to prophesy the things that are going to happen.
另外一个就说明神的心意。
Another, it is telling people God's will.
而在许多预言中间，这两方面信息都有。一方面，神要说出将来所做的事情；另外一方面，他又说出他做工的原则。
And in the Bible, all those oracles really have those two responsibilities. One that they prophesy what's going to happen, and one that they will tell people what God wants to do.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天我们神的儿女、基督徒在神的面前有相当的责任。
So, brothers and sisters, as a Christian, we really have a very heavy responsibility before the Lord.
我们读圣经不仅是为了自己读，更要明白神的旨意。
As we read in the Bible, it's not just read for us. We need to understand what God's will on us.
在我们为神传讲话语的时候，无论我们在什么情况底下，或者在讲台上面，或者在主日学，或者私下跟人谈福音的时候。
As we pass in out God's message, doesn't matter we are preaching or we were evangelizing.
我们都有相当的责任要忠实传递神的话语。
We have this responsibility that we have to pass on the words faithfully.
我们不能够粉饰太平，不能够把事情讲的每一件事情都是好像前途无限好的样子。
We cannot hide anything.
但是有些时候我们说话需要有相当的技巧，叫听的人能够明白这些事情背后重要的原则。
But sometimes as we pass out the messages, we have to have skills so that people will understand.
也许我们说明在美国的事情更多容易引起人的注意。
If we're talking about things happening in the United States, maybe will attract people's attention.
虽然我离开美国差不多两个礼拜时间。
Even though I had went away from for about two weeks.
但在香港、在台湾，我都看看新闻。
But in Hong Kong and Taiwan, I always watch news.
也知道全世界最关心的现在是什么事情。
And I know that what the concerns are the whole world.
许多人都关心和平与战争的问题。
Many people concerned about peace and war.
我们也看见这个时代到了二十一世纪，并没有更多和平的现象出现。
And we know that in this era, even in the 21st century, peace is still not come.
但是我们也知道战争并不是解决问题的办法。
But we know that war is not the solution.
我们有相当的属灵上的认识，知道今天世界的败坏不是战争一两次战争能解决的。
We have the spiritual understanding. We know that it's not the war can resolve all those problems.
我们也知道在各种不同的宗教宗教的制度底下，无论是回教，无论是基督教。
We know that among all those different religions, no matter what is Islam or Muslim or Christian.
无论是犹太教，这些都牵扯在最后一个最重要大的冲突中间。
Are the Jewish? They all come to this big conflict.
所以我们里面也是忧心忡忡。
So that inside of us, that we really worry.
我们并没有说，因为我们信主的缘故，神一定站在我们这一面。
We did not say that because that we are the Christian that the Lord was standing beside us.
这就是当时在耶利米的时代，他们所认为的一种虚假的平安。
This is what happened in the Jeremiah time that they were thinking about.That they were in a peaceful time.
他们当时认为我们已经在侍奉神，因为的确从犹太的约西亚王之后，他们真正的恢复了圣殿里面的制度和一些的敬拜。
Because at that time they thought that they already back to the Lord.
那但是耶利米很清楚地指出，在约西亚王的时候，他们虽然在那里敬拜神，但他们向着神并不是真正的忠心。
Those are just superficial. It doesn't mean that they are really mean it.
向着神的敬拜，并不是主日在教堂里面唱一些诗歌所能达到的。
To worship the Lord is not like just come to the church to sing the songs.
耶利米要他们改正行动。
The Jeremiah wants them to change their action.
因为他们的生活和他们的敬拜是两回事。
Because their lifestyle and their worship is totally different.
耶利米要他们改善神弟兄姊妹们邻居和邻居当中的关系。
Jeremiah wants them to change their relationship with their neighbors.
因为真正的敬拜和人的关系和我们中间带出来神的爱是有直接的影响的。
Because the true worship has something to do with our relationship.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这里你看见先知所做的工作，要把神的话语忠实地带给神的儿女。
So you can see that the responsibility of the prophets that they need to faithfully to pass on God's message to the people.
当然，也许我这里讲得远了，讲到耶利米去了。
Maybe I'm talking too far. That I'm talking about Jeremiah.
可是这个先知的原则在一开始就是确定没有改变的。摩西是这样，以后他所兴起先知也都应该这样。
But the thing is the same thing.
我们这里圣经里没有告诉我们巴兰从哪里什么地方什么学校开始学做耶和华的先知。
Here the Bible didn't tell us where Balaam has learned to be the prophet.
但是神已经承认也并且向他说话，希望他能够站在先知的原则里面。
But God, the Lord has recognized him and speak to him as a prophet.
这里没有叫我们看见先知的条件是什么。
He didn't tell us about the qualification of a prophet.
也许就的某一面意义来讲，在像摩西这样的先知，神是花了很多的功夫准备。
From one side, we can see that like Moses, that God had prepared him for a long time.
但是像巴兰这样的先知，神只做一件事情。
But as to Balaam, God only did one thing to him.
就是当神的灵降在他身上的时候，他要奉神的名说出神要他说的话。
As the Lord's Spirit touched upon him, that he will obey God and speak.
这当中有很大的讲究，有很大的不同。
Here there's a big difference.
实际上许多圣经学者在研究先知做先知讲论圣经的时候，他们有没有自己个人的感觉和个人成分在其中。
Many theologists were studying as the prophets were saying things. Do they have messed up their own feeling or their own understanding?
有些人认为如果神是绝对掌握一个人的话，他说的话更加准确。
And some people were thinking that if God has the total control, then the message that they said will be more accurate.
但是我想神使用先知远超过一个机械性的控制而已。
But I do believe that as the Lord used the prophets, it's more than just control a machine.
他要真正的这个先知明白神的心意，无论在什么情况底下都可以代表神说话。
He wants this prophet really understand God's will in any circumstances or condition that they can pass on the message.
如果神要借着任何一个人说话，其实很容易的。
If God wants to use anyone to speak for him, it's very easy.
他甚至可以使驴开口说话。
He even can use a donkey to speak.
我不知道驴说话怎么声音好不好听。
I don't know the sounds of the donkeys or is it pleasant to your ears.
但是至少他能够跟巴兰有相当的这个沟通。
But at least he can have conversation with Balaam.
我相信神可以用任何人说话。
I do believe that God can use anyone to speak.
这个先知的原则在神来讲不是难事。
To be a prophet is not a difficult thing in God's eyes.
但是替神传话跟做一个明白神心意的人是两件事情。
But to be a messenger or understand the Lord's will is totally different.
我想在新约的时代，神更加巴望我们每一个神的儿女是在后一种情形之下做先知。
I do believe in the New Testament that God really wants all His children to be the person that who will understand His will.
不是。仅仅机械性的传递神的话语
，not only just pass on the words，
而是真正让我们的生命进到跟神的交通中间，而能够明白他的心意。
Is that our life will have a fellowship with God that we can understand His will？
我见过一些非常生硬的传福音的人。
I have seen some people that they spread the gospel really mechanical。
我不敢批评说他们没有真正爱主的心。
I cannot say that they do not have the hearts to love the Lord.
所以我只能说他们传福音生硬。
So I can only say that as they spread the gospel is really mechanical.
Unpolished. 也许他们在传福音上面是有热忱。
Maybe they have the hearts for it.
但是他不能够明白听的人他心里的光景和需要。
But they cannot understand the people who hear the gospel.
有时候也叫我怀疑这些传福音的人，这是在我们同学会中间遇见这么一位。
Sometimes I doubt. Once I saw this person in our reunion.
在我们的余兴节目里面，他跑上去做见证。
And when we have the entertainment, he went up there and to give the testimony.
我觉得这是非常叫人惊异的一件事情。
I was so shocked.
那么他做这样的见证说到底有没有很好的果效，我实在不知道。
As he giving this testimony, does it have a very good effect? I really don't know.
我只能说这些同学非常容忍他。
All I can say is that all my classmates really tolerate him.
没有给他难堪。
That we really don't want to embarrass him.
给他献的花叫他下来就是了。
We just give the flower to him and let him come down.
弟兄姊妹们，这一类做先知的方法不是真正神要我们做传福音使者的目的。
Brothers and sisters, this is not the way that God wants us to pass on the message.
我们应当忠实地传讲神的话语。
We need to be a faithful messenger.
而你知道吗，在新约里面神给先知下的定义更加清楚。
In New Testament, the definition that God gave to the prophets is very clear.
我们看看哥林多前书十四章。
Let's see the First Corinthians chapter 14.
这里很清楚说到做先知的条件是什么。
Here I have said very clear about the qualification.
十四章三节，哥林多前书十四章三节。
First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 3.
他说：“但做先知讲道的是对人说，要造就、安慰、劝勉人。”
So, but everyone who prophesies speaks to men for their understanding, encouragement, and comfort.
这里讲的三件事情。造就、劝勉、安慰。
Here's the three things: strengthening, encouragement, and comfort.
我们所说的话要造就人。
What we said has to it has strengthen people.
当我们用神的话语帮助人的时候，我们目的是要造就人。
as we use God's words to helping others, our purpose is to strengthen them.
当我们说神的话语的时候，目的是安慰人，叫他灵里面得到安慰。
As we speak God's words, the purpose of is to encourage people, to comfort people.
是劝勉人，叫他们能够得到真实的帮助，而得到力量。
To encourage people so that they really and receive this help and be strengthened.
我也常常对我们公司做福音节目的同工讲这些话。
I often talk to my coworkers.
我想我们做福音广播的人都知道，传神的话语不容易。
As we do in the broadcasting, it's not very easy.
在整个混乱的世界中间，要有一点点神的声音能够被人听见，是真不容易。
In this wicked world, that if we want people to hear God's voice, it's not very easy.
但是我们勉励自己，如果神能够用得到我们的话，我们应当忠实地传讲神的话语。
But we encourage each other that if God wants to use us, we need to do it faithfully.
刚才一家为着那些在回教徒中间，在回教国家传道的弟兄姊妹们各种宣教事工祷告。
As Ija was just pray for these people, the missionaries in the Muslim world.
他也提到印尼的巴厘岛。
And she had mentioned巴厘 island in Indonesia.
你知道，对于在美国的人，巴厘岛是一个迷迷蒙蒙雾样，这个云雾烟雾弥漫，这个烟岚弥漫，很漂亮的地方。
To people in the United States, their impression of Bali Island probably is just a mirage.
但是对于传福音者来说，你知道我们远东广播公司在巴厘有一个新的电台，年底要设立，年底已经要开播。
But we'll have a new station in Bali Island that it will open at the end of the year.
当我想到在那里发生动乱的时候
，As I was thinking about these riots right now that happened right now.
不知道在那里基督教的事工会有多少的影响。
I don't know how that will affect our Christian work.
印尼是一个大部分是回教徒的国家。
Indonesia, most of their people are Muslims.
它是事实上全世界最大的回教国家，人数最多的回教国家。
Actually, Indonesia is the largest Islamic country in this world.
要在那里发出神的声音，作为神的先知，不是一件容易的事情。
To be a prophet or to have God's voice in that area is not a very easy thing.
几个月以前，印尼的执行主任到美国来开会，我们见到面。
Many months ago, this a chief person from Indonesia came to the United States. I have met him.
是 FEBC 在印尼的 executive director， 在印尼的这个执行主任。
He's the executive director in Indonesia。
你看见他个子小小的。
He's really small。
双眼炯炯有神。
But his eyes are really sparkling。
我可以想象他一定是非常的机灵。
I can just imagine that he's very alert。
因为在那个地方传福音，必须有神给他的智慧。
Because to spread the gospel in that area, you have to have the wisdom from the Lord.
真是灵巧像蛇，寻良像鸽子。
So he's smart like snake and gentle like dove.
这些日子，我心里纪念我们的同工。
These days that I was remember all my coworkers.
求主使他在那里做先知，传福音的工作不受拦阻。
Ask that the Lord use him to do the works, and then there's no obstacles.
今天我们读圣经，读到巴兰的驴。
Today we read the Bible about Balaam's donkey.
神用他说话。
God used him to speak.
来指责这个先知巴兰。
To rebuke Balaam.
但是巴兰并没有受责备。
But Balaam did not being rebuked.
他虽然表面上顺服了神给他的一切的带领。
Superficially, looks like he obeyed what God told him.
但是他的心不正。
But his heart is not really pure.
用诡计败坏以色列人。
So he used tricks to let the Israelites fall.
在彼得前书里面称巴兰做贪那个不义工价的先知。
And the first Peter says that Balaam is the weakest of the wage.
彼得前书第三章。
The first Peter, chapter 3.
对不起，彼得后书。
It's 彼得后书, Second Peter chapter.
彼得后书第二章。
Second Peter chapter 2.
在第十五节十六节里面讲巴兰是那个贪爱不义之工价的先知。
Verse 15 and 15 it says that Balaam is some, Balaam is the one who loved wages of wickedness.
十六节也说那不能说话神与那个不能说话的驴以人言拦阻先知的狂妄。
And verse 16 it says that God used the donkey who without speech to spoke with a man's voice and restrained the prophet's madness.
弟兄姊妹们，神给我们能够传递神的话语，叫我们做先知。
Brothers and sisters, God give us this ability so that we can spread the gospel to be the prophet.
在神不能够对我们直接说话的时候，神不能够直接用我们的时候，神甚至可以用驴说话。
When God cannot use us directly, God can even use donkey.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在神面前应当受到相当的警惕。
Brothers and sisters, we should receive this alert from the Lord.
实在神也是相当的幽默。
Actually, God is very humor.
像先知这样尊贵的职分。
As being a prophet, such a high position.
但是当巴兰做了一个贪爱工价的先知的时候。
But as Balaam being a person who loves the wages of wickedness.
却用驴来说。却非常幽默地用驴来说话来解决这个问题。
And God used the donkey to speak to him.
我们该怎么想呢？
How do we think about this?
我们是真正传神的话语应当做先知。
Are we the real one that can be the God's messenger?
还是神不过高抬了我们。
Or God just really, lifting us up?
因为当我们不愿意的时候不能的时候神可以用驴子来说话
Because if not, we're not willing to do it God can even use a donkey to do the work
应当叫我们每一个在神的面前说话的人谦卑下来
That should help us to be humble before the Lord
也让我们更忠心地传递神的话语
So that we can really pass on the message faithfully
为着每一位在神的面前说话的人求主祝福
For all the people that who speak for the Lord may the Lord bless them
当我们为神传话的时候求神使用我们
As we be the messenger we ask that the Lord will bless us
我们一起祷告
Let's pray
主我们看见你用各式各样的方法教导我们
Lord we can see that you use various way to teach us
一方面叫我们知道先知的工作是何等的重要
One way that you have teach us to see that how important the work of the prophets
一方面叫我们谦卑下来
And in other way that you teach us how to be humble.
因为除非叫我们向你顺服。
Unless that we obey you.
叫我们忠心传讲你的话语。
That we can be faithfully to pass on your messages.
你可以使用驴子来说话。
That you will use the donkey to speak.
今天为着我们所得着的恩典和地位我们感谢你。
Today for the grace that we receive and the position that we receive that we give thanks to you.
因为我们是你的儿女。
Because we are your children.
我们也是为你传话的人。
And we are your messengers.
在我们周围所遇见的环境在各样的人事物中间。
As the surrounding circumstances.
求主教导我们传扬你的福音。
Lord, we ask that you will teach us to speak for you.
所以求主使用我们。
Lord, we ask that you will use us.
像以往你所使用的驴一样。
Just like that you use the donkey.
当我们肯把自己奉献给你的时候
As we willing to offer ourselves up to you.
你叫我们使周围的人能够得着灵里面的供应得着饱足
Then the people surround us can be fed spiritually.
求主把你的话语放在我们心中放在我们口中
Lord, we ask that you will put your words in our hearts and in our mouths.
教导我们怎样做你的先知
Teaching us how to be your prophets.
就是知道怎样为你说话
That we understand how to speak for you.
让我们所说的话都能够安慰、造就、劝勉人。
So that the words we speak can strengthen, encourage, and comfort people.
使我们神的儿女都受造就，都得着长成。
So that all the brothers and sisters will be strengthening.
我们把感谢赞美归给你。
We give all the thanks to you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。 你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。